I just turned to the 18th chapter of John's Gospel. Verse 1, when Jesus had spoken these words, he went forth with his disciples over the brook Cedron, where there was a garden into the which he entered and his disciples. And Judas also, which betrayed him, knew the place, for Jesus oftentimes resorted thither with his disciples. Judas then, having received a band of men and officers from the chief priests and Pharisees, cometh thither with lanterns and torches and weapons. Jesus, therefore, knowing all things that should come upon him, went forth and said unto them, Whom seek ye? They answered him, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus saith unto them, I am. Notice that. I am. The he is in italic. It's not in the Greek text. Jesus said unto them, I am. And Judas also, which betrayed him, stood with him. As soon then as he said unto them, I am, they went backward and fell to the ground. Jesus Christ was veiled, but he lifted the veil. And every one of those cruel men that sought his blood fell to the ground. Why? Because he's God. He was always God. And will always remain God. But thank God, he became man. And when he became man, he took into union with his Godhead our humanity forever.
Hallelujah.
He'll always be the God-man, the man, Christ Jesus. Because he was a God-man, he had a body. And he had blood in its veins. And through that body and blood, we are saved today.